This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Western Illinois University's administration and the union representing faculty and staff released a joint statement Tuesday night that says they are close to reaching a tentative agreement after their mediation session on Monday. The union, University Professionals of Illinois, has been negotiating with the administration for the last 18 months over an employee contract for its more than 600 members on the Macomb and Quad Cities campuses. Last week, union members voted to authorize a strike, giving leadership the ability to call for one. UPI is holding strike picket training this week. Pat McGinty, an associate professor of sociology, says it's an opportunity for union members to learn what it's like on the picket line in the event that a strike is called.
We're trying to educate our membership. At the same time, we're trying to educate the administration about the issues of the day and what needs to happen so that we do have a fair contract.
The union has filed notice of its intent to strike with the state labor board, starting the countdown clock on a mandated 10-day waiting period. That means the first day the union could call for a strike would be Monday, April 30th. The union says, though, that it does not want to strike and is actively working to avoid doing so. The negotiating teams for the union and the administration will meet again this Thursday. They say details of the tentative agreement will not be released until the final language has been approved by both sides. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.